Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Mahalo Monday through Foam Ball Friday special Fiona Storm Surf Report, all brought to you by Ron John Surf Shop, Seaspecs.com, and the Main Street Pub. All right, we're going to be out of town for a few days, so I want to make sure, and Swami wants to make sure, that you guys all get the scoop on what's going to be happening for the next few days. Now, we got a background little lingering swell still coming in. Knee to thigh, waist high, maybe a waist high set for today on Monday. We got variable winds, onshore light about out of the northeast to east, 5 to 10. And it looks like the winds are going to stay calm to 5 to 10 for the next few days, all the way through Thursday. And then Friday morning looks like offshore winds. And then everything deteriorates during the day on Friday, as it looks like a nor'easter sweeps down the whole beach and it's going to kind of blow out the surf for the weekend. But right now we have the little background bump, and then Wednesday late, Fiona starts filling in from around the Bahamas, and it's going to be hitting up more North Florida all the way up into the Carolinas by late Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to start getting more Central Florida swell out of straight, pretty much easterly swell on late Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Offshore winds Friday. It looks like Friday's going to be the best day. And then, Swami says, it looks like that northeast wind is going to sweep down the beach to 15 to 20 possibly. And that's not good for that swell from Fiona, really, that much. And the weekend, it looked like on Saturday that we're going to get a northeast swell. And problem is, it looks like the winds have already snuck in, and it doesn't look too promising. Now, we're going to try to be back here for the Foam Ball Friday, an update for the weekend. But if we don't, you guys know what's going on. If you feel that wind blowing, you know it kind of messed things up. But definitely going to get swell picking up late Wednesday. Now, it starts up a little bit more north in Daytona North. Might start seeing some Wednesday during the daytime as it gets, Fiona gets a little bit more behind, around or past the Bahamas. We'll see more surf. So that's going to be your surf report. Thanks again to Ron John Surf Shop, Sea Specs, and the Main Street Pub for sponsoring this week's, and all of our other sponsors for keeping the surf cams free. And we'll try to be back for Foam Ball Friday and give you an update. But not much is going on till late on Wednesday anyway. It's just a little background swell, right tides only. And like Swami said, better get on it through Thursday and Friday morning in the AM. And I mean early AM, because sometimes they're wrong on the winds. The winds pick up a lot quicker than they think. So Friday morning could already be windy. You don't know yet. Or it could stall out a little bit and be windy up north of the Cape and offshore south of the Cape. So you're just going to have to play it by ear. You guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.